This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. The dating app business is not doing so well these days. Take Bumble. Its stock price started at around $70 a share when it went public in early 2021. It is now under $14. The company recently announced it's getting a new CEO. And more generally, surveys show Gen Z is less interested in app dating altogether. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab looks at why online dating is falling out of favor.
When Natalie Sierra downloaded dating apps over a year ago, she was hoping to find a relationship. What she got was some confusing interactions.
I once matched with a guy on Bumble. He never answered me, and then he matched me on Hinge. And then he was like super talkative, and I was just like, dude, I just like matched you on the other app.
I talked to Sierra a couple months ago at a speed dating event in Manhattan, where several people told me they're done with dating apps. Sierra says it's harder to gauge people's intentions when you meet online. It used to be that people would go to specific apps with different intentions. Relationship seekers might go on Bumble.
And then people who were just casually looking for something would go on Tinder. But I think like now everybody goes on all the apps and they're just like, let's see what happens.
And that's why the dating app world feels super saturated. There's Bumble, Hinge, Tinder, Coffee Meets Bagel, The League, Field, Plenty of Fish. The list goes on and on. Liesl Shirabi, a professor of communication at Arizona State, says daters are overwhelmed.
For a lot of people, they've reached their burnout era. They're feeling very frustrated. They're feeling swiped out.
She says a decade ago, dating apps were, yes, stigmatized, but also a new and interesting way to meet people. But over time, users have lost trust in the industry. After all, these apps rely on people staying single.
I think a lot of these apps, you know, they've gamified dating. They've made it really fun to spend a lot of time on the apps, swiping on people, looking at your options.
To generate revenue, some apps have added paid features like subscriptions that promise better matches and super swipes that help users connect faster. Catherine Caduto, a professor of media science at Boston University, thinks in general, people are oversubscribed.
Not just online dating, but our streaming services, you know. And so I think from a business perspective, that also gets overwhelming for consumers.
Caduto says to cut through the noise and make money, dating apps need to prove their value because she says in her research, a lot of people use these apps passively.
That comes up in interviews all the time where people are like, I just have my friend swipe for me.
She says the friends doing the swiping are usually coupled. They think of online dating as a novelty and that somehow the apps are going to have to find that spark with singles again. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.